שלום, אנחנו לומדים את ההקדמה לספר הזוהר. אנחנו נמצאים...
Hello, we are reading from the introduction to the book of Zohar. We are in item 16. Introduction to the book of Zohar, item 16.
Yes, please, we talked so far about the three states. What happens next?
Therefore, one might wonder if perhaps choice had been taken from us, since we must be completed and come to the third state, since it is already present in the first. The thing is that the Creator has prepared for us two ways in the second state in order to bring us to the third state. The first is the path of observing Torah and Mitzvot, as has been explained above. The second is a path of suffering, since the pain itself purifies the body and will eventually compel us to invert our will to receive into the form of a desire to bestow and cling to Him. It is, as our sages said, if you repent, good, and if not, I will place over you a king such as Haman, who will force you to repent. Our sages said about the verse, will hasten it in its time. If they are rewarded, I will hasten it. And if not, in its time. This means that if we are granted through the first path by observing Torah and Mitzvot, we thus hasten our correction, and we do not need the harsh and bitter agony and the long time needed to experience them, so they will compel us to reform. And if not, in its time, meaning only when the suffering completes our correction and the time of correction is forced upon us. On the whole, the path of suffering is also the punishments of the souls in hell. But one way or another, or the other, the end of correction, namely the third state, is mandatory because of the first state. Our choice is only between the path of suffering and the path of Torah and Mitzvot. Thus we have thoroughly clarified how the three states of the souls are interconnected and necessitate one another.
Again,
item 16. Therefore, one might wonder if perhaps choice had been taken from us.
If we go through these states from the beginning to the end, and eventually for sure we need to reach the corrected state, then what's the choice here? Yes?
Since we must be completed and come to the third state, since it is already present in the first. What does that mean?
That only we need to reveal this state. The state does not change. We are in the world of Ein Sof, in none else besides Him, and nothing is changing except for our perception. And our perception is constantly changing, upgrading, updating from the way of recognizing the corruption to the corruption, corruption and correction, as the advantage of light from darkness, until we come to a state in which we reveal the good state that always exists, that there's none else besides Him. And this is all we need to reveal. that all these states are only relative to a person. In order to create in him, in order to develop in him the vessels, the tools to feel the reward.
Again?
Yes?
He writes, we must be completed and come to the third state, since it is already present in the first.
Of course,
the third state is present in the first state.
All these states are the same state that the Creator created, one state. But relative to a person, this state is revealed each time differently, according to the extent in which a person can be in dvekut, in adhesion, with the correct final state. So we develop in the recognition of the final state in order to truly feel it from our forces, from our feeling. So there's a path of development here, but the same final state exists always. Right now, we also exist in the world of Insuf, also in the end of correction. But how do we discover it? We discover it according to our vessels. Corrupted, separated, etc.
Yes? What is the first state?
The first state is what the Creator created for us, this state to start with, where we begin our way towards recognizing the evil and where we are. Two is along the way, in a simple way. Two is on the way that I am updating myself constantly, and three is the correction.
So why is the third state found in the first?
Because the state from the on behalf of the Creator is the same. It's there's no changes, only we see it different. A baby is born. He's born to a world that has around him everything. But what does he feel? He doesn't feel anything. So relative to the world, he's in a state that the whole world is ready. But relative to how he attains the world, he's still in the first state.
You live in a reality where next to you there are Kabbalists who feel completely different states than yours. So what can you do? Each one according to his own vessels.
Tikra.
Read.
Should
we start 16 from the beginning?
Yes.
Therefore, one might wonder if perhaps choice had been taken from us, since we must be completed and come to the third state. Since it is already present in the first. The thing is that the Creator has prepared for us two ways in the second state in order to bring us to the third state. The first path of observing Torah and Mitzvot, the commandment, as has been explained above. The second is the path of suffering, since the pain itself purifies the body and will eventually compel us to invert our will to receive into the form of the desire to bestow and cling to Him. It is, as our sages said, if you repent, good. And if not, I will place over you a king such as Haman, who will force you to repent. Our sages said about the verse, will hasten in it in its time. If they are rewarded, I will hasten it. And if not, in its time. This means, if we are granted through the first path by observing Torah and Mitzvot, we thus hasten our correction, and we do not need the harsh and bitter agony and long time needed to experience them. So they will compel us to reform. And if not, in its time, meaning only when the suffering completes our correction, at the time of correction is forced upon us. On the whole, the path of suffering is also the punishments of the souls in hell. But one way or another, the end of correction, namely the third state, is mandatory because of the first state. Our choice is only between the path of suffering and the path of Torah and Mitzvot. Thus, we have thoroughly clarified how the three states of the souls are interconnected and necessitate one another.
Ken. Shilod.
Right. Questions. We have Mark 6.
Ken.
Спасибо, учитель. Чем все-таки отличается?
Thank you, teacher. So what is the difference between the first and third state?
Revealing toward the created beings, according to the extent to which they open their vessels, and according to their corrected vessels, they can feel where they are. In the third state exists in the first state too, of course, but not from the perspective of the attaining individual. The attaining person feels according to his own corruptions that it's the first state, and a corrected person attains in that same state that it's the third state. That's the way it is. Just as in our world, there are people who feel good or those who feel bad. So is it the state of the world or is it their own personal feeling, subjective feeling of the feeling individual? Clear? Okay.
PT19.
Good morning, Rav, friends. There is something here that aggravates me.
I don't want to aggravate. I don't want your annoyance. I want a clear question and not with you muttering words.
So he said, if they were rewarded in the first path of Torah and Mitzvot, so we hasten our corrections and we don't have to taste the agony that will force us to repent. Are there shortcuts?
There are shortcuts. It all depends on you. It's not like there is a certain time. There is a time that it can't take longer than 6,000 years, but you can shorten the time. It's called Israel Sanctify the Times, by yearning for a connection.
I'm speaking about Bnei Baruch. Can we hasten the path?
Yes. Shortening doesn't mean you leap forward. When to accelerate your development in every state, you don't need some sort of a pose. You quickly go through it because you prepare the connection with the friends. So all the states of more connection, that's the whole difference between the first state and the third state, that we become connected in the third state. So you perform all kinds of actions, conditions, in order to make an effort to connect and be in a connected state as quickly as possible.
Can you count it in years?
Yes, it can be in years.
No, can you measure how many years?
I don't know, and I don't care. I try as quick as possible.
Because it took Baal HaSulam 20 years.
So, please, Itafor.
Rav, perché dobbiamo correggere la nostra percezione della
realtà? Why do we need to correct the perception of reality through recognition of evil?
Because the advantage of the light is from within the darkness. There's no other way to feel reality unless you reveal it from its opposite. It's impossible. Just like in our world, we as created beings cannot feel any state unless from its opposite state. The advantage of the light from within the darkness, you always have plus and minus.
Northwest,
north, east. Anything. We measure, feel, detect only through its opposite. In every measurement, in every feeling, in everything. Okay. Good.
Kiev.
Да, дорогой Раф, вот мы находимся между первым и третьим состоянием.
Yes, dear Rav, we are between the first and third state. What is the path of suffering or the path of Torah from 2 to 3?
The path of suffering is when we don't rush our development by ourselves, and then broken records are revealed, and we feel problems, sorrow, wars, everything. And they promote us. The way of the light, the way of Torah, is when we draw the light and it pulls us forward toward the good direction, from good to better. And that's the difference. Just like you tell a child, if you study, you'll get rewards, everything will be beautiful. You're giving him the path of Torah, the path of light. And if you don't want to, you'll punish him, you'll give him some sort of suffering, and he'll have to advance by this.
Так что мы не получаем удары и страдания, если движемся со второго в третье?
So we get blows and suffering from going to 2 to 3?
That depends on us. We always have two options. If we advance strongly toward connection between us, whatever happens toward connection between us, then we, in that state, come to a state where we accelerate the records and we force the records to develop quickly and comfortably. We prepare a place for them. PT-17.
The state that we need to receive, the third state, when it'll take place in the first state, is that something we gradually correct?
Yes, of course we develop these desires. Our whole development is through the correction. Yes.
So it happens according to our advancement or at once?
Nothing happens at once. It either happens according to what we draw and are ready for, or according to the time. It's according by its time is called the path of suffering, because we didn't draw it, we're not preparing ourselves for it. And that's why that same next good state, we feel it as bad because we're not prepared for it. And if we are ready for it, then we feel it as good, that it came on time and it's desirable. It's welcome. Right? Moscow 4.
Исходя из этого отрывка, получается, что как будто страдания для...
As a result of that excerpt, so the suffering comes to whoever's lazy in the work. On the other hand, we read that according to the law of Avot, so first of all, the ones that are punished are the righteous. How to combine the two?
You're asking correctly, but we will scrutinize these things. There are many ways of suffering. What suffering the righteous receive, who are also responsible for the generation, and that's why they receive those sufferings. And what suffering regular people receive, who don't carry out their small free choice, what they receive, we'll scrutinize it. But each one receives according to what he deserves, according to his degree, according to the root of his soul. There's no such thing as one receiving for the other.
PT6.
Okay? PT6.
Bala Sulam writes that the freedom of choice isn't in the goal, but in the path. Is that right to say?
We can't do anything about the goal. Along the way, you constantly want to advance to more advanced states. Yes.
How broad is this law? Is it something in reality too? Meaning in the corporeal world? A person slipped on a banana peel on the street. He had to slip. He didn't have a choice. I'm just giving an example. I don't have a wise one.
He didn't have a choice with a banana. But I guess he did have a choice to do other things prior to it so that he wouldn't come to the state where he slept. Ita one.
Buongiorno, Rav. Come facciamo a capire che ci viene concesso questo percorso?
How can we understand?
Grazie.
That we have this path to perform the commandments.
To understand, we have to accept it as an opportunity that either we are living in our world like beasts, like animals, which is what humanity is doing, or we can sweeten our way, mitigate it, and bring ourselves to feel the upper nature which operates on us and operates us in this way, so we can determine our lives as more advanced each time in our feeling and understanding of what is happening to us. We won't be under the press of development, of evolution, that comes seemingly by fate, but rather we ourselves will operate the upper force, so it will operate on us gradually and with our consent. It all depends on us, on how much we are moving toward the upper force. Ashkelon 2.
The freedom of choice, can we understand it rationally in our head, or we're always going to have to believe above reason that there's freedom of choice?
Free choice can... I didn't understand.
I'm asking if the freedom of choice will ever work it out in our head rationally, or we're always going to have to believe about it above reason that I have freedom of choice.
Why? Free choice in what? In getting closer to each other, and by that, accelerating the next state, bringing it closer. If I accept this process that we have to return to being one vessel, then it's clear that I act in such a way that the more we unite, then we're going toward connection, toward the right future, and that's my free choice. In what is it not free? In that if I don't do that, then all kinds of problems and troubles will pressure me and still force me to realize this free choice, but then it won't be free choice, but the path of suffering.
Can I be more precise? Why am I asking? Because it always seems that also the freedom of choice, the Creator is helping me do it, that it's all from Him.
He helps you arrange it, but on condition that you choose for yourself, that you want to go with free choice. But after the choice, of course the Creator organizes it.
Toronto 2.
Toronto 2.
The sweetening the path, if you do it all right, so where do you feel it? In what vessels? In what reality is that sweetening felt?
The sweetening is felt in the states themselves, the way I accept them. I accept them as welcome. Tel Aviv 3.
In our generation, to hasten the times means to work for the general end of correction of the whole world, right?
Yes.
Is that realistic?
It is realistic. All right, Oren, what are we doing next?
Can I ask about the first state?
Yes.
In 14, when he defined the three states, so the first state he defined like this. It's their reality in Ein Sof, in the thought of creation, that they already have the future form of Gemar Tikkun. What does that mean?
It means, first of all, it is spiritual states, not a corporeal state. Meaning, we are still, nevertheless, in the world of Ein Sof, of infinity, but in a state that we don't know. We are completely obtuse, dense. We don't feel, we don't know our state. That's the first state. When the forces seemingly haven't started operating on us, developing us, that's the first state. The second state is when the forces of our development develop us and lead us to the third state. So what's the difference between the first state and the third state? We are in the same state, but the difference between the states is our internal development. But we are always in the world of Ein Sof, in the power of the Creator.
And that state, you're saying that same state, what is that?
What is that?
The one and three. One and
there's
three.
No difference. There's no difference between the states. There's no difference between any states, only from the perspective of the created beings. Only from the perspective of the created beings. We are always in the same state. He is one and His name one. We are in adhesion with the Creator, and that's it. Now, in order to know that state, in our development, eternally, from our perspective, there are states. So, in order to feel where we exist inside the Creator, we need to feel far, broken. We have to unite. We have to perform all kinds, we have to go through all kinds of states. But it's all in order to know, to feel that we are in Ein Sof. Yes.
So we're in Ein Sof. That's the first state.
No, it's always.
Always, okay. But if you slice it into 1, 2, and 3, so how do you define 1?
From the perspective of the created beings. The created beings are unconscious, or unaware in that they are in Ein Sof. The second state is when they develop their awareness, feeling, understanding, feeling of the Creator gradually during the 6,000 degrees. And in the third state, they already received it, accepted it. The third state, how is it different from the second state? It is the sum. It is the summation of all the states we've gone through during the 6,000 degrees. They become as one integral degree.
Tov.
Okay. Are you moving forward, or maybe we can't move forward so we don't have a confusion here? We are in 17?
Correct.
Read.
17. From all the above, we thoroughly understand the third inquiry we asked. That when we examine ourselves, we find ourselves to be as corrupted and as contemptible as can be. But when we examine the operator who created us, we must be exalted, for there is none so praiseworthy as he, as becoming of the operator who created us, because the nature of the perfect operator is to perform perfect operations. Now we can understand that our body, with all its trifle, incidents and possessions, is not at all our real body. Our real, eternal, and complete body already exists in Ein Sof, in the first state, where it receives its complete form from the future third state, that is, receiving the form of bestowal in equivalence of form with Ein Sof.
שהיא בהשוואת הצורה לאין סוף ברוך הוא. ואם אומנם...
And if our first state necessitates that we receive the klipa, the shell, of our body in the second state, in its corrupted and loathsome form, which is the will to receive for oneself, which is the force that separates us from Ein Sof, so as to correct it and allow us to receive our eternal body in practice in the third state. We need not protest it. Our work can only be done in this transitory and wasteful body. For one does not correct that which is not in him. Thus, we are already in that measure of wholeness, worthy and fitting of the perfect operator who has made us. Even in our current second state, this body does not blemish us in any way, since it is destined to expire and die, and is only here for the time necessary for its cancellation and acquisition of our eternal form.
Again,
17. From all the above, we thoroughly understand the third inquiry we asked. That when we examine ourselves, we find ourselves to be as corrupted and as contemptible as can be. But when we examine the operator who created us, we must be exalted. For there's none so praiseworthy as he, as becoming of the operator who created us, because the nature of the perfect operator is to perform perfect operations. Now we can understand that our body, with all its trifle incidents and possessions, is not at all our real body. Our real, eternal, and complete body already exists in Ein Sof, in the first state, where it receives its complete form from the future third state. That is, receiving in the form of bestowal, in equivalence of form with Ein Sof. And if our first state necessitates that we receive the klipa of our body in the second state, in its corrupted and loathsome form, which is the will to receive for oneself, which is the force that separates us from Ein Sof, so as to correct it and allow us to receive our eternal body in practice in the third state, we need not protest it. Our work can only be done in this transitory and wasteful body, for one does not correct that which is not in him. Thus, we are already in that measure of wholeness, worthy and fitting the perfect operator who has made us, even in our current second state. This body does not blemish us in any way, since it is destined to expire and die, and is only here for the time necessary for its cancellation and acquisition of our eternal form.
Ну, יש לנו
ma. We have what? PT 31 again.
No.
What can we explain on the way the Creator is educating us on behalf of the Creator? How is the system we're reading about helping us advance correctly to the purpose of creation?
I don't understand the question. What can we explain? What we're saying? That the Creator teaches us
plus and minus
through plus and minus, through bad states and good states and bad states, and by this he gives us all kinds of discernments in our feelings, in our understanding, in faith. That's how he works. He's got only two states, a little more light or a little more darkness. And between light and darkness, you know, kinds of manners, pleasant or unpleasant, he educates us. Because we have no other senses besides the will to receive, the desire to feel delight and pleasure. That's why the Creator, through His influence on our will to receive, meaning either we receive something bad or good, by this He develops us. And through all kinds of such operations, we begin to understand, meaning besides feeling, we also begin to understand those things. Meaning our understanding, feeling, reason, awareness grows. That's how we develop. But it all comes from feeling only bitter or sweet. And after that, truth and falsehood develop.
Asia.
Asia.
Morning, Rafa. My question is, the first and the first are the same state, just perceived different right?
Good morning, Rav. Are the first and third state actually the same and only perceived differently by us?
Correct. Correct. The relation to the created being never changes. We are always in the good who does good. It all depends on our development. It's very simple.
Latin 6.
Latin 6.
לא שומעים.
No sound.
No se escucha. Hola, Rap, ahí, ¿se escucha?
Bien, Shomim.
Yofi. ¿Cuáles son los estados de ascenso? Mi egoísmo crece para que el punto.
What are the states of ascent? My ego grows, so the point in the heart will resemble the ego?
Yes. The more a person grows, the more his ego grows. He who is greater than his friend, his inclination is greater than him.
Latin 4.
Latin 4.
No, no. No.
Yeah, yeah. Go ahead.
Latin 6. Esto sería fe sobre razón, Rav?
Is that faith above reason?
¿Quién? ¿Ze emuná lemala me'adam?
Yes. It's faith above reason.
Latin 4.
Latin 4.
Buenos días, querido Rav, Kli Latino.
Good morning, dear Rav, Latin Kli. Rav, I feel that if we understand it correctly, we can save ourselves a lot of problems, because in the end, it's written that we're already in the perfect state, which is worthy for the perfect creator. How can we understand this correctly? How can we reach that true state of perfection?
Only by increasing the connection between us. Only by getting closer internally among all the friends. It is the only operation by which we change our spiritual state. Okay.
Tov.
All right.
Turkey 1.
Turkey 1.
Thank you, Rav. My friend is asking, do we always progress by feeling all this middle line in the 10?
Ken.
Yes, that's true.
Tov.
Okay.
Focus group.
Focus group.
It's not clear what Bala Sulam writes, that the path of Torah is not the path of suffering. It sounds like this too, in the end, is a path of suffering.
No. Because on the path of the Torah, you get such directions that are part of your development. That's why it's not felt as suffering. Suffering means that you can't find a reason for what's happening, or you can't justify the reason, or that you don't participate in it on your own. But if you cause the healing, so it's not called suffering anymore.
Where is it revealed? Because
in your awareness.
Hebrew 10.
Hebrew 10.
Concerning the Creator's education method, I heard he teaches us through the carrot and the stick, but we always heard that education is through personal example. How do you take a personal example from the Creator?
Please, you build the image of the Creator between us as much as you can cause connection between the friends and learn from it. Please, do it. That's the education of the Kabbalists that we have to try and reach. We have to try and reach connection, and from it we have to learn.
But what's the difference between the carrot and the stick of the Creator, and teach the boy according to the boy's way?
Yeah, we'll speak about it. It's not simple, and it's not for now. You want to go in all kinds of directions instead of advancing in the introduction. So I see that this study is becoming unfocused. You don't want to read. You don't want to know what's written in the book exactly. But you, soon you're going to start asking me about psychological problems in your family and all those things. So... It's not according to what he's writing about.
Latin 8.
Clear. Thank you.
Latin 8.
Querido Rab, tenemos una decena muy bonita. Y aunque no todos asisten siempre, la mayoría está presente y nos sentimos... pareciera bien conectados. Cada miembro de la decena vive sus propias experiencias personales de todo tipo. Cada uno tiene sus propios sufrimientos. Y a veces cuando llegamos a la decena se disipan todos esos estados. ¿Es eso conexión o es un escape psicológico?
That's something you have to get such discernments, not me. You have to give those discernments. I don't want to determine, and then afterwards you're going to start relating to it one way or a different way according to my discernment. It's only you. You connect between yourselves and decide together through what states you're going through.
Tov.
Okay. Where are we, Owen?
We read number 17.
Now we are in 18. This settles our fifth inquiry. How could it be that transitory, wasteful actions would extend from the eternal? According to the above, we see that indeed we have already been extended as is fitting for his eternalness. Eternal and perfect beings. Our eternalness requires that the klipa, the shell of the body, which was given to us only for work, be transitory and wasteful. If it remained in eternity, we would remain forever separated from the life of lives. We have said before, in item 13, that this form of our body, which is the will to receive for ourselves alone, is not at all present in the eternal thought of creation. For there, we are in the form of the third state. Yet, it is mandatory in the second state in order to allow us to correct it. We must not ponder the state of the rest of the beings in the world besides man, since man is the center of creation, as will be written below. All other creatures do not have any value in themselves, but to the extent that they help man achieve his wholeness. Hence, they rise and fall with him without any consideration of themselves. Again, item 18. This settles our fifth inquiry. How could it be that transitory, wasteful actions would extend from the eternal? According to the above, we see that, indeed, we have already been extended as is fitting for his eternalness, eternal and perfect beings. Our eternalness requires that the klipa, the shell of the body, which was given to us only for work, be transitory and wasteful. If it remained in eternity, we would remain forever separated from the life of lives. We have said before, in item 13, that this form of our body, which is a will to receive for ourselves alone, is not at all present in the eternal thought of creation. For there, we are in the form of the third state. Yet, it is mandatory in the second state, in order to allow us to correct it. We must not ponder the state of the rest of the beings in the world besides man, since man is the center of creation, as will be written below. All other creatures do not have any value in themselves, but to the extent that they help man achieve his wholeness. Hence, they rise and fall with him without any consideration of themselves.
Moscow 7.
Рав, попробуй сейчас задать вопрос. Вот то, что мы сейчас изучаем,
Love, это I will try to ask,
высокий такой материал, который
what we're learning now is very sublime material. It kind of cancels all the deficiencies, all the sick friends and other corporeal problems that arise. It's pleasant to be in it. The question is, to what extent should our focus, our attention be on that high, sublime point of the learning, while those deficiencies that do exist and that awaken in you each day, should we be drawn to them and being they should be in the our prayer?
We need to pray on the states we're going through in our life because they come out of that same upper source. As all these global actions that we're reading about here, this and that, we need to ascribe it to the Creator and ask Him upon this and upon that for corrections. That's why He invites whatever He invites in us, all kinds of feelings, whether pleasant, unpleasant, doesn't matter about what. We have to respond about anything. By this, we develop our feeling and advance more and more to be worthy to feel His attitude towards us. So even though we're speaking about these global great things above time, motion, space, the plan of creation, the purpose, and so on, but along with it, we also must connect these things, these great exalted things, with our daily simple life, lowly, and on all of them we have to ask and give gratitude and towards the Creator. Yeah. That's how it is. To live in two worlds, let's say. PT 25.
Good morning, love. Just to try to understand, what does it mean that we receive this transitory, wasteful body called the will to receive for ourselves and we correct it? What's the difference between this and attainment of the eternal body we have to attain on the third state? Why do we need this operation? How does it promote the third state?
What action?
The operation of receiving a body which is wasteful and transitory, called will to receive for ourselves, and we correct that body. Why is this action which we go through in the second state, why do we need it in order to obtain our eternal body? or however you can understand it in the third state.
But how do we attain this eternal body? By specifically working from our current body. Our corrupted will to receive helps us discern about all kinds of states, come close to the corrected state, and then we attain our corrected body. What's the difference between a corrected or a corrupted body? It's the same will to receive, only with the corrections it went through.
So why was the first state not enough? Why do we have to go through it? We said it's in order to acquire some awareness. So how does this operation give us awareness?
Our attainment always includes two polar states. The advantage of light from the darkness. That's why there's no other way but always to be between a sense and a sense, between comparing light and dark, between lack of knowing to knowing. Look what states we're going through, even in the sense and a sense. In the descent, I'm stupid, dumb, nothing. And in an ascent, I'm already human, and in somewhat already a Kabbalist, and that will be revealed more and more, more than what we think. The differences will be very big, like Baal Shem Tov, who didn't know the ABC in his descents. That's why we can't not connect these states. Maybe now we don't feel as much as the gap between them is helping us advance. And the gap between these polar states is what gives us the kli.
So the first state is complete only because it contains within it the second and third states?
Yes.
Because in itself it's incomplete, otherwise because the created being is not in awareness?
Correct, because he can't say if he's whole or not whole.
So in order to have a reality of created beings, in the first state, it's defined already that he has to go through this third state, the second state, then come to the third state.
Correct. Good. That is a nice summary. Who else do we have here? They were there already.
Oren,
where are we?
We read item 18. We are in item
19.
I'll read it.
19?
Yeah.
19. With this, we settle the fourth inquiry. Since the nature of the good is to do good, how did he create beings that would be tormented and agonized throughout their lives? As we have said, all this agony is necessitated from our first state, where our complete eternity, which comes from the future third state, compels us to go either by the path of Torah or by the path of suffering and reach our eternal state in the third state. And all this agony is felt only by the klipa, the shell of our body, created only to be perished and buried. This teaches us that the will to receive for oneself in us was created only to be eradicated, abolished from the world, and be burned and be turned into a desire to bestow. The pains we suffer are but revelations of its nothingness and the harm in it. Indeed, when all human beings agree to abolish and eradicate their will to receive for themselves and have no other desire but to bestow upon their friends, all worries and jeopardy in the world would cease to exist. We would all be assured of a whole and wholesome life, since each of us would have a whole world caring for us, ready to satisfy our needs. Yet, while each of us has only a desire to receive for oneself, this is the source of all the worries, suffering, wars, and slaughter we cannot escape. They weaken our bodies with all sorts of sores and maladies, and you find that all the agonies in our world are but manifestations offered to our eyes to prompt us to revoke the evil klipa of the body and assume the complete form of the desire to bestow. It is, as we have said, that the path of suffering itself can bring us to the desired form. Bear in mind that the mitzvot, commandments, between man and man come before the mitzvot between man and the Creator, since bestowing upon one's friend brings one to bestow upon the Creator.
Oren,
you're going to have to read it again.
Glad to. Again, item 19. With this, we settle the fourth inquiry. Since the nature of the good is to do good, how did he create beings that would be tormented and agonized throughout their lives? As we have said, all this agony is necessitated from our first state, where our complete eternity, which comes from the future third state, compels us to go either by the path of Torah or by the path of suffering and reach our eternal state in the third state. And all this agony is felt only by the klipa, the shell, of our body, created only to be perished and buried. This teaches us that the will to receive for oneself in us was created only to be eradicated, abolished from the world, and be turned into a desire to bestow. The pains we suffer are but revelations of its nothingness and the harm in it. Indeed, when all human beings agree to abolish and eradicate their will to receive for themselves and have no other desire but to bestow upon their friends, all worries and jeopardy in the world would cease to exist. We would all be assured of a whole and wholesome life, since each of us would have a whole world caring for us, ready to satisfy our needs. Yet, while each of us has only a desire to receive for oneself, this is the source of all the worries, suffering, wars, and slaughter we cannot escape. They weaken our bodies with all sorts of sores and maladies, and you find that all the agonies in our world are but manifestations offered to our eyes to prompt us to revoke the evil klipa of the body and assume the complete form of the desire to bestow. It is, as we have said, that the path of suffering itself can bring us to the desired form. bear in mind that the mitzvot, the commandments between man and man, come before the commandments between man and the Creator, since bestowing upon one's friend brings one to bestow upon the Creator.
Haifa.
Haifa.
Rav Shalom.
Hello, Rav. Bala Sulam writes, come and see that when all the people agree unanimously to cancel and eradicate the will to receive for themselves in them and have no other desire but to bestow upon their friends, etc. I wanted to ask all the people, is it my ten?
Yes, it's one law for the whole world or for the ten. If you do it in the ten, so and to some extent, you'll feel how it takes place.
Thank you.
Tel Aviv 3.
Tel Aviv 3.
In this item, it's a little more advanced. So, to whom do we attribute the klipah, the shell, the body? Because it says from the Creator, nothing bad can come out. So, who do we attribute
so
it to?
So, it's a shell. A shell. A klipah means, or a peel. It's only there to keep the fruit. There's nothing bad about it, nothing lost about it, nothing that isn't for the need of the final goal. That's why it's not bad like you think bad, but it's bad or evil that exists in order for the good to exist. Otherwise, that evil won't have any place. That's why the value of this evil is as the value of the good.
Thank you.
Maktu.
Maktu.
Mach 3, בבקשה.
Mach 3.
Mach 3.
Yeah, Mach 3, sorry.
Если, как он говорит здесь, тело создано для страдания и мучений.
If, as he says here, the body is created to suffer. How do we not come to masochism?
Our will to receive exists only in order to feel as much as it's in order to receive brings it to death, and in order to bestow gives it life. If we help the will to receive understand this, then by this we are helping ourselves advance to the good. What masochism? By you giving your will to receive more suffering than what it receives from the direction of creation, that's what you're doing. It's not what the Creator brings you. That's why I don't think that it helps you advance. No. We need only to receive what comes from the Creator and use it correctly.
Florida.
Florida.
Thank you, Rav. It says here the pains we suffer are but revelations of the body's nothingness and the harm in it. What does it mean, the harm in it? The pains we suffer are revelations of the harm in it.
Eli, tomar shuv bekitzur ta shela.
Eli, can you summarize the question again? What does it mean that the revelations of the body are harm and suffering? Well, he says, all the suffering in our world are but revelations that appear to our eyes in order to cancel the evil klipa of the body. What does it mean?
We talked about it 1,000 times. I didn't understand that's what he was asking about. All the suffering that we feel is only to force us to advance from the first state of creation to the third state of creation. There is no other purpose in them but that. That's why it's not because we need to suffer or be sick or be dead or whatever. It's only for us to advance quickly to the connection between us, because to the extent of our connection, we advance to the path of creation, to the purpose of creation. That's it. That's the benefit and the purpose and the reason for all suffering. And if we understand this, as the wisdom of Kabbalah teaches us, so let us, from today and onward, say that there is no suffering. We see that we're only being awakened towards connection, and in this way we advance.
So there's something with the translation that's not quite right. I don't understand what the harm in it. What does it mean, the harm in it?
That in our will to receive, we cannot receive anything good, also emotionally, also in a purposeful way, because it is opposite of the form of the Creator.
Okay, I understand. Thank you.
That's it.
Yofi.
Okay. PT 19 will be last.
I just wanted to ask if the situation is describing that all the people in the world agree to care for others. What is it like with respect to their first state, second state, third state? Where is it on the axis?
Until the third state that we come to, we always have a sense and a sense. Different states that we are still in the shattering works on the entire goof, the body of Adam Rishon. That's why the righteous are suffering, even though they did nothing bad, supposedly, but because they are still in one body with the wicked, so they are suffering more than the wicked. Until Gemar Tikkun, don't search for justice, because it's one whole complete system, and the law of Avut works in it. And if you don't want to do, keep the force of Avut from any side, but in the general system, to begin with, when it was created, everybody is under the whole complete force of Avut. That's why you have a righteous that feels bad, a wicked who feels good, because in the law of Avut, that's how it happens, that everything comes and is divided between everybody. You can speak a lot about it, but that's what happens. So that's the state of Gemar Tikkun where everybody is concerned about everybody? Rav, yes, when everybody is concerned about everybody, but they don't feel it, they feel it's for themselves, that each one that feels the other has himself, and even more, 620 times more, according to that, we reach the general correction. And in this, Owen?
With this, we conclude. Before that, we will tell you that our broadcast schedule today is as such. At 10, there will be a broadcast with Noma and Rav, and at 10:30, the writers' meeting with Rav. That's hear a tune, and we will finish.